Jessica Marks and Alex Giacobbe are putting the finishing touches on a project they've been working on for months. They're students at the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore. Jessica, a photography major, made the hats for their fashion line, Mama Said. Alex, a fiber major, created the garments. The artists used sewing patterns from the 1940s and 50s to create the garments. Alex says her pieces were inspired by remnants of fabric given to her by her great-grandmother.
And I wanted to figure out a way I could preserve and kind of expand these like tiny scraps that really didn't mean anything to her, but for some reason meant so much to me.
Alex scanned the fabrics into a computer and then enlarged them before printing them out. For them, the project was a way to connect with the past.
We realized that if we don't remember these times, you know, who's going to be left to share these memories?
Jessica also used fabric from her childhood for hats she incorporated into a photo exhibit.
I made two hats from one fabric, and one is meant to honor my mother and placed on a pedestal in the installation, and the one that honors my father is placed on the floor covered in a shroud.
MICA is one of the oldest art schools in the country and offers 16 undergraduate majors. Each year, graduating students display their final art projects in an exhibit that extends through the school's hallways and classes. Raj Bunag majored in printmaking. His project, called Cranky, features elaborate scenes etched into linoleum that expresses his dreams and nightmares. Matthew Smith majored in animation.
Basically, it's my entire animation thesis. It's a hand-drawn 2D animation about Albert Einstein and his gravity equation. I went with the old-school way of doing hand-drawn on paper. Basically, with my exhibition here, I just wanted to, again, take apart the animation and really let the viewer see the labor behind it.
It took him 10 months to create the 5-minute animated film.
Matthew Scott Smith.
For Matthew and
Alexandra Marie Giacobbe.
And the 400 other graduates receiving their degrees was a highlight of their education.
I feel amazing. I feel relieved. I feel blessed. I feel unbelievable. It doesn't feel real. It's been such a long road, and it's been a great road, and I'm really happy to be done and ready to celebrate. So,
many students feel confident about the road ahead, even in a tough economy, because of their experiences at MICA. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Baltimore, Maryland.